USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The Pentagon spending bill that was put in front of the House of Representatives yesterday was voted out with a final vote of 212 to 214 against, with five Republicans voting against it, breaking the majority needed. Representative Jen Kiggins of Virginia called out the five who voted against it, calling their actions unacceptable and offensive, saying this type of governing is irresponsible and destructive. That bill would have given funding to the U.S. military and other institutions, as well as acted as a stopgap, stopping the government shutdown at the end of the month. Meetings with foreign leaders around President Biden's schedule today. He'll meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly, along with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Biden addressed the UN General Assembly yesterday, saying the U.S. and its allies will continue to stand with Ukraine in its fight against Russia. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor John Kirby says countries pick a side.
If you're not going to support Ukraine, that's your sovereign decision, but you shouldn't do anything to make it easier for Mr. Putin to kill more Ukrainians.
Federal Reserve policymakers expected to leave interest rates at current levels when the central bank issues its quarterly update today. Fed watchers see the funds rate staying at the current range of 5.25% to 5.5%. The Fed has raised interest rates 11 times since March of last year. Attorney General Merrick Garland set to testify before the House Judiciary Committee today. Garland's appearance comes as Judiciary and two other committees in the Republican-controlled House are conducting investigations into President Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes, it
is. For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this health care sharing thing, too. I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. Yeah, that's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton if you're really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Danny Masterson's wife, Bijou Phillips, filing for divorce. TMZ reporting she filed in a California court on Monday, citing irreconcilable differences. She also requested custody of their daughter. The news comes less than 2 weeks after Masterson was sentenced to 30 years in prison for rape. Vanna White will remain on Wheel of Fortune at least for two more seasons. She signed a contract extension that will keep her on the long-running game show through the 2025-26 TV season. The news coming as host Pat Sajak starts his farewell season. White will continue to reveal letters with Ryan Seacrest when he takes over next year. A Patriots fan has died after reportedly getting punched in the face by a Dolphins supporter during Sunday night's game. Cell phone video of that fight appears to show Pats fan Dale Mooney getting into a confrontation with a man. Then another man comes into the frame and punches the 53-year-old. A witness said Mooney was knocked out and EMTs at Gillette Stadium rushed in and took him to the hospital. The Norfolk County District Attorney's Office now investigating that death of the 30-year season ticket holder. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.